Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Are the experts making the same mistake as last year when it comes to the Commanders? Our fans making the same mistake as last year when it comes to the Commanders. 301-230-0980 is where you're going to leave your answer once I explain to you what in the world we're talking about. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Craig Hoffman, of course, the host of the show. That's Anthony Haney, the super producer of the program. I should nod my head for those watching on YouTube that way because we switched the boxes back. So we're opposite because Anthony's there. Let me know if this sounds familiar. There is a position group on the Washington Commanders that fans, experts alike, think is a real problem for the team. That there's no way they couldn't possibly address it with a high round pick in the draft. That the current players are just not good enough to get it done. That this is an essential part of football. And if Washington thinks that what they have in-house and what they did in free agency is good enough to get the job done, then they are lying to themselves. Sound familiar?
A little bit.
What position do you think I'm talking about from 2025
or 2024?
25.
D-line.
And it sounds exactly like what in 24?
Offensive line.
Correct. Now, what if I told you? What if I told you 30 for 30 coming this August from Ashburn? How'd I say it like that?
30 for 30.
Yeah. Remember that was the thing? What if I told you? That was the old 30 for 30 ads.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just making sure you remember that you're not actually like, I was like, please don't tell me you're that young. Anyway, the point is, what if I told you that the Commanders got by last year by changing what they were doing schematically, supporting the group in question with ancillary pieces around, including some high draft pick investments, and ensuring that game flow did not put them in position to be exposed. And the opportunities were more in line with what they wanted them to be for winning football than the year prior. Because that's kind of what happened. Now, there's no more important piece to the success of the offensive line in 2024 than Jaden Daniels. Let's be real about that. There's a lot that Cliff Kingsbury did schematically. And that actually is probably a close second to just Jaden gets the ball out extremely quickly. Jaden also makes some pressures disappear. Maybe not even pressures. He makes some sacks disappear because he was able to run. But they were... The mistake that I think people are making is thinking that this Commanders team is dead in the water with the defensive line that they have this year. And I think that is fundamentally incorrect because they clearly weren't dead in the water last year. And I think they're better in 2025 than they were in 24, not the D-line to last year's O-line. The 2025 defensive line, I think, is better than 2024. They're missing two key pieces. And one, I don't think is a huge loss. And it's not meant to insult the player. That one's John Allen. I don't think Allen is a huge loss because they played worse with him last year than without him. And while some of that has to do with injury and not acclimating to the system early and then them playing better once he was out, and then he was okay when he came back for sure, he just didn't play a lot last year. He missed, what, 12 games or something like that? So to pretend like, oh, how will they survive without John Allen when they survived last year without John Allen seems like a bit of a silly question to ask. Now, the other one is Dante Fowler. And yeah, his 11 sacks or 11 and a half sacks, whatever it was, 10 and a half, the interception he had against Carolina and some of the other plays he made, splash plays, they'll miss that. There's no doubt that they'll miss that. And I don't know that there's someone else on the roster that is capable of doing or of having that kind of production. I also think a huge portion of what the consternation about the Commanders' defensive line is they could not set an edge in the run game last year. And one of the biggest offenders of that was Dante Fowler, who was playing way more on first and second down than they initially wanted him to. And now you have Dietrich Wise, who's a much better first and second down player. Cleveland Furl is a backup instead of your starter as the edge, opposite of Dorrance Armstrong. You've got more beef inside with guys like Eddie Goldman. You have Javon Kinlaw, who's an interesting chess piece you can move around. And I just think that unit is better than the unit that they had last year. That's before you get to what they did behind them and guys like Amos and hopefully a better Marshawn Lattimore in year two. Certainly Lattimore better than what St. Juice and Forbes, and especially Forbes, gave you early last season. And I just think if you look at it solely through the lens of isolated talent, there's definitely a lot more to be desired. And I'm not going to pretend like they're excellent. But I do think that they're going to be able to make it work in a very similar way than they did the offensive line last year. And then hopefully next year, they're able to get the, you know, whatever the equivalent of Laremy Tunsil is, that is the premier pass rusher for them for whatever the rest of Jaden's rookie contract is, if not beyond.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think a lot of people wanted a splash play or, you know, for us to take a young defensive lineman. Some just to, I guess, liven up what we already have. Like, what we brought in Dietrich Wise, okay, like, he's a solid, you know, first and down player. But I think a lot of people are looking for names. And it's just more so, like, we're just looking for productivity, something that we can, you know, move off of. And again, yeah, setting the edge in the run game, huge problem for us last year. And then also we were sort of kind of small. So I think what they did now in terms of just getting bigger guys, guys that we can have to compete against the people in our division, I think is totally acceptable. And to be honest, we just got to trust the coaching staff because, again, last year, even though we were small, they did a great job of trying to scheme up pressure and things of that nature. And most of the time, we would get there and not make the sacks. And you can take a look at the Bucs week one game. So many times we got so close to Baker Mayfield, John Allen missed a sack. Daron Payne missed a sack. And guess who's taking off? Baker Mayfield. Or the coverage wasn't holding up and things of that nature. And I think they did things in the draft that would address, you know, our coverage and then also addressing the run game as well.
So are we making the same mistake or whoever is having this level of criticism, whether you want to say it's pundits, whether you want to say it's fans, because there's some of both and there were definitely some of both last year. But is the collective group of haters making the same mistake as last year? 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. We take your calls next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Stoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live. as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. And we are taking your calls at 301-230-0980, where you are going to tell us whether you think the Commanders are making the same mistake as last year when it comes to the offensive line in 2024 and everything everyone said about that and the defensive line in 2025. And look, when you talk about the offensive line in 2024, I kind of understood more the level of consternation because you're talking about a rookie quarterback. You're talking about, oh my God, you have to protect him. They're going to get Jaden killed. You know, one of the things that was a question for Daniels, I think, coming out of school was his sack to pressure ratio was pretty high. So if he was going to take on a lot of pressure, statistically speaking, he was in danger of taking a lot of sacks. He did a lot better with that number in 2025 than I think a lot of people anticipated. But also, if you watch the tape, I think you understood a little bit more on some of the sack numbers in college. And there was a lot of folks that said, I know it's historically this number is concerning, but I actually don't know if it's going to apply to Daniels. And it certainly didn't in year one. So I understand that level of consternation. I think when you look at the sack numbers and the ability to get pressure for Washington in 2025, you have to look at how the improvements they did make to the defensive line and the improvements they made in the secondary are going to affect the opportunities. And last year, there just wasn't a lot of opportunities for guys to pin their ears back and rush because they would give up 6 yards on first down run or, hey, we got to stop on first down. Oh, there it goes on second down, and now it's 3rd and 4. Now you're like, okay, we got to blitz the high heavens to get pressure because it's got to get there now. Otherwise, receivers are going to have a chance to get open down the field. And this year, you know, when it's 3rd and 10, you can drop guys back into coverage, know that it's going to take time for the receivers to get down the field, and then your four-person pass rush, whether that be, you know, 4D linemen or, you know, Luvu or whoever, now you can start to cook a little bit. I think the other thing is you have a lot more versatility up front this year where you can throw different body types. And while there's no individual rusher as good as, say, Dante Fowler was, Jacob Martin is a similar body type. We'll see if he winds up making the team. But he's kind of the professional pass rusher who hopefully is never playing on first and second down with any regularity. We'll see what Javonte Jean-Baptiste is in year two. Dietrich Wise has never had a season where he's had less than 5 sacks, I think, is the number. You have Javon Kinlaw, who is an elephant end, is a very interesting player and provides you serious pass rush juice inside. I think, you know, Anthony, if I was going to pick someone who I think is probably being overlooked by fans, watch what Johnny Newton does in year two. This guy's a second-round pick that was only a second-round pick because he had serious questions about his feet. And the injuries pushed him down out of the first round. Adam Peters, and I know this has kind of become Adam's thing, where he just, like, in 2 years can't believe the players he's getting in the first and second round. You know, obviously, you could believe last year because Jaden's there after Caleb at 2. But he kind of couldn't believe that Johnny Newton was still there for him at 35 to take. That's a guy that if they had picked up another first-round pick somehow in the teens, they would have considered taking Johnny Newton. That's how much they like the player. And he's there for them at 35. They're psyched. They take him. He misses basically the entire offseason because of the foot. He's slow into camp. He's slow getting integrated. I think he even missed a game to start the season, and then he gets going. Now he's got a full offseason. He's got a season under his belt of experience and then the offseason work. Watch what he does in year two, because if he takes a jump and he becomes a premier interior pass rusher, now we're cooking. We're also getting, Anthony, inside contract year Daron Payne. Because he either is going to be a lot better this year and stick around or pick up a big chunk of change in the offseason, or he's going to be another meh player and maybe he'll get a Jonathan Allen-sized chunk of change somewhere. Big number that looks big, but it guaranteed money. I mean, guaranteed money that certainly you and I would take, but not big-time NFL interior lineman pass rush, you know, juice money. But like, if you're Daron Payne, do you want to get John Allen money or do you want to go try to get like Milton Williams money? And I don't know he's going to get Williams money because he'll be, I think, 29 going into next offseason and Williams was 25. But like, those interior guys, I think, should not be overlooked in this equation. And that's before we even talk about what Wagner and Luvu can do as blitzers, what Mikey can do if he's now kicked inside as a blitzer, and the other guys on the back end, guys like Quan Martin. One, what those guys affect in coverage, but two, what they can do themselves as blitzers. So are they going to have a 10-sack player? Probably not, but I don't think that means they're going to have an ineffective pass rush for 17 games, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I feel like also us sort of kind of not getting a pass rusher in the draft or even free agency so far, I think it just suggests that Adam Peters and company, they like what they have in the building already, and I don't think people fully understand that. The moves that they've made so far, like even in the draft, like I think the getting Josh Connelly, Trey Amos, those were value picks, and I feel as though like what if you compliment what we did in the draft and then also what we've already done in free agency, I think Adam Peters is content with what we have in our building so far. And we still, you know, if need be, have some cap space. I think about $24 million in cap. That's if we need to make a move. But I think Adam Peters and crew, they're comfortable where they are.
For sure. And it is worth pointing out, like, there's been a lot of people connecting the dots of Washington and Za'Darius Smith, and I would not be surprised if that happened. I also would not be surprised if that doesn't happen till August. Because if you're Za'Darius Smith and you're at this point in your career, do you want to have to go through OTAs? Do you want to have to go, like, the first couple, if you can miss a couple days of camp? Like, or, you know, it also keeps your options open in case someone gets desperate. Like, right now, Za'Darius Smith, you know, maybe you could get $10, $12 million from Washington, maybe more, I don't know. But he's not getting, like, Khalil Mack money, that's for sure. What happens if a team gets desperate? What happens if someone goes down an injury and all of a sudden they're like, shoot, all right, we need you, like, we'll pay you $15. So I think that that is worth mentioning as well, that there are a couple of guys available and they can still add to the room. I think it tells you, though, you're correct. They like what they have, but more specifically, they like what they have more than they liked what was on the market. And that's in the draft. You know, they like what they have plus Josh Connerly compared to they like, you know, what they have plus Donovan Ezeraku. And the same thing for the free agent class. And I would say the other part of this is Logan said this on Take Command, and I was like, it's a stretch, but it's also not wrong. Josh Connerly helps your pass rush. Like, if your offense is an absolute juggernaut and other teams are then having to drop back, and I'll use Logan's exact language. As an offensive coordinator, you are trying to limit the number of true drop back passes in a game. Based off situation, can you get play action? Can you get rollouts? Obviously, you know, situationally, if you're up, you're running the football more. If you're not in bad down and distance, those play action fakes hold a lot more weight. Even on third down, if it's third and four and I run a play action fake, you might bite on that and slows your pass rush down a half a step. Versus if it's third and eight, all you're doing is wasting time. I'm pinning my ears back. I'm not falling for that fake. So those true dropbacks, you're trying to limit. And one of the ways you do that is being great on offense, making the other team feel like they have to drop back and pass all the time, that they have to abandon the run game. And so in that way, yes, is Josh Connerly going to help create as many sacks as, say, Donovan Ezeraku was? No. But you don't win a football game by getting pure number of sacks. Like, you got to do what you think is best for the football team as a whole. And on that way, I think they've done a lot of good stuff that will help them situationally, making the offense more stable. And then some of the pieces they have added that can help the defense be better overall, even if, yes, I still think going into the 2026 offseason, pretty much no matter what happens in 2025, getting a premier pass rusher will be on their to-do list. They just don't have the ability to get one right now because there wasn't one available for them when they were on the clock. And there weren't any available on the market. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And when we get back, an absolute legend of sports and of the NBA is stepping aside. That and a couple of other news stories that we look at. This, that, and the other thing, including our homage to Greg Popovich next on the Hoffman Show.